You haven't heard it, like, for Florida?
No.
Or Bedham?
No.
Have you ever heard of a Sugan?
No.
That's like a blanket that they used to have. And I've had a hard time finding people who know what that is around here. I think some ranchers might know what it is.
Maybe.
That's about it.
Maybe.
Do you remember your mother wearing aprons around the house?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Is that a big thing? Some people have told me that aprons were really a big thing.
I say all the time. Mostly on Sunday afternoon. After church, she came home, put an apron on to keep her Sunday clothes clean.
Oh, okay.
My grandmother and my great-grandmother were never without aprons.
Really?
And I have an aunt, my dad's brother's wife. She's deceased now, but she had an apron on 24/7.
So even when she, if she went to town or something,
yes,
she'd keep it on?
She wore that apron. She just put her jacket on over it. She
okay.
had an apron.
All right.
And I have some of my mother's old aprons.
Are some of them like fancy or something?
Quite.
Bring them to town.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's, you know, the older ones came up over. There was a bib
yeah.
that they threw over their head, and then some just wrapped around the waist. I have okay. some of both, but yeah.
So you still remember your mom wearing them,
uh-huh.
but not...
Especially on Sunday.
Not so much. It's your grandmother.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what kind of work clothes do you see people in around here? Are there special types of clothing that people wear?
Not really. Most people are jeans, boots, you know. If they're ranching, they're usually in boots. Sometimes they'll have spurs, depending on what they're doing.
Okay.
Most, you know, I think the thing is just like jeans and t-shirt and whatever. Nothing special.
You see any overalls?
Yes, some. But you'll find those on the mechanics. People that are going to be wallowing in grease. And
so not so much ranchers?
No. No, not so much.
Okay. Do, how about hats?
All the time. Baseball caps and cowboy hats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see many of the dress hats.
Oh, no.
You may have used to. What about, like, church clothes? What kind of church clothes do you see people wear? Suits and ties? Or?
Yes. The men will be in their suits. White shirts, ties. White shirts are encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Women in their nice dresses. Church clothes. There was a time when jeans was kind of frowned upon, but you'll see a lot of men in dressier jeans, you know, like black jeans or whatever, in church.
Yeah.
Now they've become a little more lenient. I think the point is to get to church.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what you wear as long as you're there.
Yeah.
But for respect of where you are and whose house it is, really, you're supposed to be cleaned up and fixed up.
So most
yeah.
people still do wear suits.
Yes.
So. Okay.
You will find no women in pants in the LDS church, ever.
But outside of church, that's fine.
Yes.
There's nothing. Okay.
Yes.
What about winter clothes?
You will find men in insulated coveralls, regardless of what their occupation is.
Mm-hmm.
If they're outside, they're in insulated coveralls.
Yeah.
Coats, sweaters, hats, scarves, gloves.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about, do you ever see men wearing suspenders around here?
More and more all the time.
That's what somebody else told me, too. They said they
go
come
figure.
In and out, and then
uh-huh.
supposedly they're coming back.
Kind of a fashion thing now.
Yeah. Do you, this is going to be a change of pace. Do you grow up? Do you have a garden?
Yes.
What kinds of things do you grow?
Carrots, beets, corn, peas, beans, squash.
Okay. Is there
pumpkin.
Anything you've had trouble with? You've tried?
Oh, yeah. Can't grow a cucumber to save me.
Yeah.
A lot of people can grow cantaloupe and stuff like that. I can't. Don't have the knack.
Right.
But
watermelons at all?
No.
Then it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
What about tomatoes?
A lot of people have tomatoes. They start them earlier than the spring in their windowsills.
Okay.
And then transplant them.
Are they big tomatoes?
Yes. Few and delicious.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Do a lot of people try to grow gardens around here or grow gardens around here?
It's, yeah, a lot of people do. Especially you'll find in the older and I'll say my age, you know, I just turned 45, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people my age still grow gardens. You don't see them so much with the younger marrieds
right.
anymore. It may be something that